Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addicks. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I'd like to start out this week by apologizing for my voice. I am still not quite over this flu yet. But this week we're going to talk about pets and the little conveniences that we give them. Specifically, pet doors, usually called doggy doors, but they also come in cat sizes. I get asked about them quite frequently, and I'll start by giving you the short answer first. I don't like them, and I recommend against them. For those that have been with the show for a while, I only have to mention my interview with Claudia in episode 18 to drive my point home. If you haven't heard that episode, or haven't heard it in a while, go back and listen to it. It's well worth the time, as there are many significant lessons to be learned from it. What brought this issue to mind was a recent alert sent out by my local police department. There have been a series of burglaries where the suspects use the doggy doors to gain entry to the home and bypass the installed and active alarm system. If you use the doggy door, you don't have to open any windows or doors and trigger the alarms. Now, if there was a dog present in the home, the suspects hit the dog with some OC spray and bye-bye pooch. This guy or team hit 7 to 8 homes in a matter of a week or two using this method. In and out with your stuff, alarm system untouched, and dog subdued with entry through the doggy door. Cat doors are also a problem because they give access to the doorknobs and locks, although they are too small to actually crawl through. Also, they can let other people's pets and wild critters into the house. We had a friend of the family that had a problem with a local raccoon coming into the house to use the cat's water dish to wash his collection of snails. They would walk into the kitchen in the early morning to find a pile of cracked snail shells by the cat's water dish. This happened a few times a month. So I continue my dislike of pet doors. Train your dog to hold it until you get home. Pad train your dog, or just lock it outside. If you have a doggy door now, seal it up and secure it. If you must, and I mean must, have a doggy door, add motion detectors to your alarm system. There are sensors that use a plane of detection rather than a cone. Set the plane above where your dog can reach, but a human must pass through. Use choke points and strategic hallway placement to maximize your coverage. If you don't have an alarm system, I highly recommend against doggy doors. All alarm and protection systems must be multi-layered. The more layers, the more security. Dogs may be man's best friend, but he is not the perfect defense. He can be outsmarted, drugged, sprayed, hit on the nose with a pipe, be a coward, or just too friendly. My childhood dogs were drugged when our house was burglarized. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and now Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. Autographed copies are available on my website. The URL is alexhaddicks.com/book. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddicks.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the new Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, commentary, tips, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.